And we'll look at Rugby League with Matt King. G'day, Matty.
Morning, boys.
Mate, another week in the world of Rugby League and all sorts of headlines. It's been a hell of a week, really.
Bizarre.
Obviously, we've been talking a lot about Cameron Smith and that 60 Minutes story on Sunday. What are your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, it's a really tricky situation. I've known Smithy for a long, long time. Obviously, played 5 years with him down there at the Melbourne Storm. And actually, I was listening to the show yesterday morning, and TK, I thought you summed it up perfectly, mate. Cameron Smith, for anyone who knows him, is a really good fella. He's a decent guy. I think a lot of people, if they had their time over in that certain situation, would do things so much differently, and I'm sure Smithy would as well. But on the flip side, Alex McKinnon has every right in the world to be upset.
Oh, of course he does.
At the way Smithy carried on during that particular time. So I think Mal Meninga also said the right thing. It really is it's a no-win situation for everyone involved.
No.
And it's so sad that we're talking about this after I thought it was a great story up until the point where Smithy really did get hammered. And it's such a sad situation.
Yeah, it is, and it won't go away, Matt, until he talks. He probably, Slats and I have been discussing it, as you know, but yeah, Monday, it could have ended on Monday, but it's dragged on and on. Now the focus is, what will Cameron do tonight? Will he talk to Channel 9 or not? It seems to be, when it should really be more about the game, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's really interesting timing from Channel 9 to air that program, 3 days out from Origin, and put Smithy in a really precarious position. And obviously, if Smithy was to talk, it'd be taking his focus and the team's focus away from what's important this week for those guys, which is trying to beat New South Wales. So, again, Channel 9, I know they tip a lot of money into the game, but their timing on this occasion, I think, is a pretty poor one. And I'm not sure the reasoning behind them airing that program so close to Origin number 3, which no doubt will be, after the grand final, the biggest game of the year.
Messy.
Yeah, look, it is an interesting situation. Matty, the Rabbitohs on the weekend, mate, it was a thumping that the Panthers gave you.
Yeah, we were really, really poor, Slats. At the moment, we're in a really inconsistent patch. We were over in there in Perth about a month ago and played so well. Came back and the Tigers tailed us up. And then a week later, we turned it around and played Manly and played really good footy. And then we dished that up against the Panthers. So we're in a really inconsistent patch. And, the bye, we've got the bye this weekend, so everyone's pretty confident we'll get a win there. But we need to find some consistent form, consistent footy. Stop making excuses for ourselves. We had a really honest video session yesterday, and hopefully we can put ourselves on track, because before we know it, we're going to get through Origin obviously tonight and turn the corner. We're playing semi-finals footy, so the boys really need to focus in on what's important and start playing some really consistent footy.
We often talk about it, but the real season will actually start next round. After Origin 3, and everyone thinks, okay, focus is now finals.
Yeah, you're right, TK, and for us at South, we're looking at it very much that way. We get back Griggy Inglis. I'm really glad the buys come this weekend, not so much for the team, but especially for GI. He'll play tonight, and then he'll get close to a week off, which is going to be great for him. From a health point of view, we're starting to look really healthy. Glenn Stewart's played a couple of games now, so has Adam Reynolds, and we're putting out close to our strongest team, so... there's no more excuses for the South Sydney players and for us as a club and a coaching staff, and we're really excited about the back end of this year, because we know the players and the team that we've got on our hands. So we just need, I've said it all year, to play our best footy and good things will happen.
And Matt, we spoke to Laurie Daly and he said the weekend was outstanding, the training that the Blues players put in, and he's hoping they don't leave it on the training paddock, I'd say, but it's going to be a humdinger tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait, boys. Yeah. I get really excited about rugby league in general. When you talk about Origin, it's just a whole different kettle of fish. I actually woke up this morning and thought, well, here we go. This is it. I've only got 12 hours to go. So I'm so excited, boys. And for Laurie to say that the boys are training well, it's such a great sign. I remember, the few times I was fortunate enough to play Origin, when we trained well, invariably we went into the games just on fire. And I love how Laurie's positioned the team in regards to speaking to the media, where he's put all the pressure onto Queensland and saying that they're the ones to that have got something to lose. And I totally agree with him. All the pressure is squarely on the Queenslanders. No one's really giving us little battlers here from New South Wales much as a chance. And I love the way he's positioned it.
I think the key is going to be, it's going to be so good to be there. And the reaction of when Smith will get a fantastic reaction from the locals. I'm just wondering the reaction when Dave Clemmer actually checks into the game. What, probably in about that 20th minute, something like that, Matt, he's going to cop it from the crowd as well.
Yeah,
and how he reacts and how he plays, I think, will go a long way to finding out whether New South Wales will be winning or not.
Yeah, I hope it's a dropout or a kickoff or something like that where he gets to bring the ball back. I hope that's his first touch. That'd be amazing where he's got 13 Queenslanders squaring off on him. But, let's be honest, he's put a little bit of a target on his head.
Sure.
Everyone north of the border see him as enemy number one. And the young fella's got a big challenge on his hands. All he needs to do is play exactly how he played in game two and game three. And don't think about any sort of outcomes. Just think about what he needs to do to play his best footy. And if he plays like he's played in the last month, then he could go close to being man of the match. He's been on absolute fire the last month or so. And, we need our forwards to stand up. And even though he's starting on the bench, he's got a big influence on how our forwards are going to play. And it's a lot of pressure for a young man. But if he can lead that pack, you know, especially once the sting comes out of the game after about 20 minutes, then we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I think the bench is a lot more effective from the Blues than Queensland.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'd even go as far to say that we've got them covered in the forwards as well. I think you compare the back lines and you speak about immortals in that Queensland team with Inglis and Thurston, and then you got blokes like Cronk and Hodges and Darius Boyd, who scores a million tries. So I think they have a slight advantage in the backs, but on the bench and through the forward, I reckon we've got them covered. And as we know, most big games are won straight there through the middle. So I've got fingers and toes and everything.
Yeah,
crossed forward. That tonight's our night.
Oh, you've got me extra pumped up now,
Matty. Yeah, I'm excited too.
Have a good week,
Let's do this, boys. Let's do this.
Let's do it.